The first ta'ara is, so we're talking about Birchas Chasanim. Birchas Chasanim, also known as Birchas Nesu'in, also known as the Sheva Brachas. So what are the seven brachas? Really, the Gemara didn't talk about seven. The Gemara talked about six. One Amora said it was five, but let's go with six. It's Shnachakobar Lechvoidoi, it's Yoitzer Adam, Achei Yotzer Adam B'tzalmoi, So it's Tosis, Sameach, Tesamach, and then Bracha Achrita. So where do we come up with seven? We come up with seven, and the reason it's called Sheva Brachas is because we count the Bayer Pri Agaf. This is all recited over a glass of wine, and being that on Yayin, you make a bracha, you make a Bayer Pri Agafen, so it's for that reason we count the Bayer Pri Agafen as one of the seven brachas. I have a kuntras from Reb Shmuel Yankiv on the sugya of Birchas Chasan. And in the kuntras that Reb Shmuel Yankiv has, he clears the Geshmaka Chakira. We mentioned yesterday, very, very briefly, it comes from Mesechtes Kala. That's one of the Mesechtes Ketanos. In Mesechtes Kala, it says, Kala b'loi bracha, asura l'bayla, k'nida sh'loi tavla. Man, nida sh'loi tavla, asura l'bayla, af kala b'loi bracha, asura l'bayla. As I state in Mesechtes Kala, that a kala b'loi bracha is asura l'bayla k'nida. That says, once there's Erisin, and for sure once there's Nesu'in, at that point, there's a heter bia between the chasen and the kala. However, kala b'loi bracha, if we didn't recite the Birchas Chasanim, she's treated like a nida shaloi tavla, with a whole arichos. Man nida shaloi tavla asur l'bayla, af kala b'loi bracha asur l'bayla. Now, of course, you have to understand, in the lumdis, why the comparison to a nida? What does a kala b'loi bracha have to do with a nida? You want to tell me she's aser, so tell me she's aser. There are Biyos Asurois and Noshim that are Asurois that have nothing to do with Nida. So what's the Mashal and what's the Nimshal of Kala B'loi Bracha Asura L'Bayla K'Nida? But regardless, a Kala B'loi Bracha is Asura. So Reb Shmuel Yankiv declared that this Halacha of Kala B'loi Bracha is Asura K'Nida. Is that only Kala B'loi the six Brachas of Birchas Chasanim? What about the Bracha of Bayer Pri Agafen? Is that included or is that not included? Mitzad Echad, when we learn the Gemara, the Gemara talks about six brachas. The Bayer Pri Agafen doesn't seem to be one of those brachas. Mitzad Sheni, it's known, Yukari Shmai B'Yisrael, as the Sheva brachas. And based on that Lush and Sheva brachas, it sounds like the Bayer Pri Agafen made it to the ranking, and it's actually considered one of the brachas. So here we have an Afgimina La'alocha, Kala B'lai brachas Asru L'Bai L'Kanid Shloi Tavlo, Klaik Rab Shmuel Yankiv, is the Bayer Pri Agafen Ma'akev, or is the Bayer Pri Agafen not Ma'akev? So Reb Shmuel Yankiv said, I'm a furish raya from an Avud Ram. The Avud Ram is in his Pirish on the Haggadah Shal Pesach. So he says as follows, just reading the Avud Ram. Sha'asu lechol matzav erev ha-Pesach. It's also the matzav erev Pesach. Everyone knows this halacha. Tais in the beginning of Perek Avri Pesachim quotes to Yerushalmi. K'damrina bi Yerushalmi kol oichol matzav erev ha-Pesach ki'ilu boyol arusasai beveis chamav. Ma boyol arusasai beveis chamav loike afzeh loike. Says the Yerushalmi that just like someone that boil arusase beveis chamav, someone that's ba on his own aris, not a naira murasa chalila, but arusasei, that person gets malchus. So too, if somebody eats matzah erev Pesach, he's going to get malchus. So listen to what the Avud Ram says. Pirushach makalo ena muteris labayla ela b'shiva. A comparison between eating matzah erev Pesach and being boil arusase beveis chamav. Just like the kalo ena muteris labayla ela b'shiva brachas. She needs seven brachas. Kidamrina kalo b'lay bracha asura labayla kenida. Af matzah, so to matzah ena muteris layachel ela b'shiva brachas. You can't eat matzah unless there's sheva brachas. Ve'eluhen. Birchas Hayayin, that's the first of the Dal Koises that you make by the Seder, Bayer Pri Agafen, the Kiddush Hayayin, the Kiddush, Shecheyonu, that's part of the Kiddush, Bayer Pri Adama, of Karpas fame, Ubirchas Hayayin, that's the second Kois, Shoimek Shemesayin Agada, Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz, and then Alachilas Matzah, HaReisheva, those are the seven brachas. So there's seven different brachas that we recite, and says the Avud Ram, that just like Kala, B'loi Bracha, is Asura Kenida. And what does it mean B'loi Bracha? It means seven brachas. So too, you're not allowed to eat matzah until you have seven brachas. And that's what the Yerushalmi means. Kolo oichol matzah b'erev ha-Pesach kilu boil arusas tebeveis chomov. Ma inyin shmita etzel ar Sinai. What sheikh is to do these two things happen? Talk about a mashal and a nimshal. What does one have to do with the other? The teretz is because sometimes as an inyin that you can't do something unless you make seven brachas. And Boyel arusas b'veis chomav is a problem. Why? Because it's chaser seven brachas. If somebody eats matzah erev Pesach, it's also chaser seven brachas. Agav Reb Shmuel Yaakov says in parentheses, v'tzarechi and do'ikanami birchas asher galonu. What happened to the bracha asher galonu? That's also a bracha. It would seem to be an eighth bracha. But the bottom line is that there's a concept of sheva brachas when it comes to the Leil HaSeder. It's an avudram. And that's the tzushta of kalaychal matzah b'erev peski l'boi l'arusas b'veis chomav. About al-koponim, said Reb Shmuel Yankif, it's mefurish in the avudram that it's not six brachas, seven brachas. That kalabaloi bracha requires all seven brachas. And the b'erev pri agafen is considered one of the sheva brachas. And it's going to be ma'akiv in this halacha of kalabaloi bracha, asura l'bayla, k'nida shaloi tavla. That's the first daughter.